Long-distance family. Keeping communications and family relationships strong when living far apart. Written by Melanie Rose. Narrated by Tammy Yance. Preface. COVID-19 imperatives. Before the COVID-19 pandemic rocked the world in the early months of 2020, travel between countries and even continents were as easy as charging your credit card and showing off your passport. These advances in the accessibility of travel meant that industries were beginning to offer opportunities for expansion and professional development on a global scale, with incentives for relocating. Near universal accessibility to multiple methods of travel meant that even as people spread out across cities, regions, and oceans, the ability to see their families was only a ticket away at a moment's notice. In the meantime, the rapid advancements in technology over recent decades have made it easier than ever for families to stay connected while living apart. This comfort in knowing that it was possible to go home, if necessary, gave many people comfort in being geographically disconnected, and it held significant weight in the pros and cons lists of those who were considering relocating away from their loved ones. This image of comfort and accessibility was quickly shattered as travel restrictions were raised and borders were closed in the effort to slow down the spread of the virus. Even for families who live in the same household, families with young children or multi-generational households, many aspects of the pandemic have put a strain on the ability of families to stay connected. Parents who work in more high-risk environments, either as essential service employees, healthcare workers, or others in frequent contact with people, are faced with the stress of not only doing their job correctly in the ever-changing landscape of safety precautions, but also the responsibility of considering whether they are putting their family, as well as their own health, at risk. Yet, the concept of stress, distance, and disconnection has been present in families well prior to COVID. The challenge we all face at the end of the day is to leverage the momentum and technology of the present day to address an age-old problem of family communication. Whether families are separated by distance, restrictions, self-isolation, conflicting routines, or even emotional barriers, there are many tools available to help foster healthy communication and a sense of togetherness within the family unit. Over the course of the pandemic, and continuing as we begin to come out the other side of it, there have been many advances in the types of technology that are meant for the sole purpose of keeping people together. In a time where loneliness, fear, and isolation have been at their peak, the tools, apps, and devices available for anyone who might be willing to learn have also seen a steady rise in both popularity and growth. In a study published for the journal Social Media Plus Society, researchers took note of the changes in digital communication over the past year, while also making an effort to determine what the long-term effects and implications of those changes may be. While specific restrictions vary between countries, government policies to handle the coronavirus outbreak often involve closing schools, non-essential physical shops and businesses, and limiting public transportation and spaces, as well as social gatherings. Under these circumstances, public interaction has drastically decreased. With the change in opportunities to meet in person, new challenges arose to remain socially connected. Nguyen et al., 2020. The authors go on to share that the usage of various digital forms of communication have gone up by 40 to 60% in homes throughout America. Most notable of all of the different categories used for the study, text messaging and video calls saw the highest and most consistent increase. Whether these increases in the use of technology to communicate will continue once people are able to meet in person again is unclear, but the writers speculated that at the very least, video calling and video conferencing will be used as a staple for communication now that businesses and individuals have been thrown off the deep end and more or less forced to understand how to use them. Nguyen et al., 2020. Even now, approaching the tail end of the pandemic as restrictions are being lifted and the bulk of the population is being vaccinated, it is difficult to say whether most people will continue to use digital communications at increasing rates or if the value of in-person meetings will outweigh
Sample complete. Ready to continue?